Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Fernando's dirty.
Last night, Bachelor Night, a lot of you, of course, love the show. Even if you profess to hate it, you still can't help yourself. You have to watch the
show. Most people who watch it don't want to watch it, but they're forced into it.
Yeah.
They have to see it. I'm just watching some clips. They had Billy Eichner on there last night. He's kind of a comedian, an actor. No, he's not one of my favorites, but he was quizzing Colton about his virginity. So that, you see, they said they weren't going to make a big deal about it, and then all they do is make a big deal. He even suggested that he could possibly be a homosexual.
Maybe.
Just because a guy doesn't have sex doesn't mean he's homosexual. But
Who knows?
They were trying to get some comedy in The Bachelor last night.
Yeah.
The girls are comedy enough. I was watching this Miss Alabama over here.
Yeah.
Is that the cuckoo one?
I mean, here's what I love that she did. So, in the clip, she's talking about how this other girl's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, it just worries me for Colton. But she's not worried about herself. Right. It's not about her. She has no ulterior motives to boot this other chick out. She's just worried for Colton.
Oh, yeah.
Colton. She's very worried. She's so altruistic.
Hope he doesn't wind up with her.
I don't care if he winds up with me. I just don't want him to wind up with a psycho.
Myra, we talked to her last week. She's one who, like many of us, who are like, listen, I don't really... I say I hate this show, but I can't help but watch it. Myra, didn't you say that?
Yeah, but, you know, I also said I cannot quit it.
So you're full on. Did you watch it live last night?
No, I never watch it live. I always DVR it, but then I just watch it like an hour later.
Oh, okay. So you can just fast forward through it.
Yeah.
So what do you think so far?
I mean, I don't know. It's still the same. They're all like, I still can't tell the difference between any of them. They all look the same to me. I have to wait for like their caption to come up on the
to figure out who they are.
Yes, like, you know, there's like Heather, never been kissed. Okay, so apparently she doesn't have a job. She's just never been kissed. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
I did okay in my pool yesterday.
You did?
So I did the fantasy league, and the winning score, the number one score, doesn't end until the end, but the highest score was 195.
Okay.
But for knowing none of these chicks and just randomly picking, I got 140.
Oh, my God.
So that's not too bad.
Hella good.
No, not bad at all.
You are an expert.
Well, you just pick on their look.
Wait, which girl was the one you were saying who looked like crazy yesterday? Was that like Alexa?
The dog, Alex B, the dog rescuer.
Didn't she get booted?
I don't know. You're the one watching it.
Yeah, you're the one watching it, girl. I stuck around for the shower scene in the beginning and then I was out.
Oh, God. I mean, that's just
listen,
so
if they do that every episode, I'm good.
I know. I mean, I think they will do it every episode.
I bet they will.
At the very end, you guys have to watch like the previews for next week's show because they show the craziness of like Miss North Carolina or one of the
Miss Alabama.
Yes.
Hannah B.
Oh my God, she's crazy.
Is she okay? Because I got 15 points from her this week because she received a rose, she got a one-on-one date card, and she kissed Colton apparently on the lips.
Yes.
But so, you know what I heard too from listening to Stern is obsessed with The Bachelor, and I listened to him before I get here. He said there was a lot of making out in this episode.
Yes, there was.
But isn't it the second episode? How are they already making out?
You know what? I don't know.
He's hot. I would make out with him first episode if I could.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot, but it's like, I don't know. It still makes me cringe. I don't know.
All right. Myra, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you next week about The Bachelor. Because everybody wants to talk about it. 888-456-9970. It is an interesting season because, again, the whole virgin thing and everything that's going on with Colton. That'll do it for your dirty. Fernando and Greg about to play the Big Money Minute. You think you can do this? You can answer 10 questions correctly in 1 minute to score $1,100. You should jump on the line right now. Be number 9. 888-456-9970 to play the Big Money Minute.
3, 2, 1.
Fernando and Greg, and your good news.
That's right. A teacher in Modesto, California, not far from the Bay Area, goes above and beyond for her students. Her name is Lori Gaines. Check this out. She really does care about the kids she teaches. After getting to know one of her seniors at Gregory High School, she found out that Christian Esquivel juggles three jobs, plays on school sports teams, and contributes to paying the bills around his family's house. And he does all this without owning
a
vehicle.
Mentor, Jazzy?
Yeah.
You're going to get three jobs. And then you're going to play volleyball.
You got to do all of it.
I mean, Jazzy must be advising
up
this kid.
Yeah, that's his mentor.
One job's not good enough. You need to have three.
You got to have three.
And you have to be great. And you have to play seven sports.
He depends on
that's
rides
too much
from his friends or public transportation. So his teacher, Lori, who, by the way, in the past has donated a kidney to a student,
Girl,
I mean, this is
Fernando had the opportunity to do something like that. So that shows you're not a good person.
I know. Lori is like the best person ever. So this woman, who, you know, you think she's already done an amazing thing, she just did it again. She said, here's a good use of a GoFundMe page. She said, listen, I'm going to raise $5,000 without telling Christian. He had no idea this was going down. Raise $5,000 to buy a good, dependable used car for him. And then that money was donated within 3 days. So then a local car dealership got wind of this, and it got involved. And so along with Lori, awarded Christian with a brand new 2019 Ford.
Damn.
Yeah, and I know.
You know, in Modesto, you have to have a car. Like,
so this guy's driving a 2019. I'm still driving a 2011.
Right.
I see GoFundMe in my life. Yeah. Shane, why don't you be like, listen, I pulled up in my Mercedes next to Greg's old rickety ass 2011 Volvo. It's time for him to upgrade.
Yeah.
Let's start a GoFundMe for him.
Wow. Who's got some money for
actually, we have somebody on the line that might be able to help me out with a new vehicle.
That is our good news. But our friend Debbie at FH Daily Chevrolet San Leandro got something good. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good. So I understand you have really good news for us.
I do have really good news. We just found out yesterday that FH Daily won the Business of the Year award, and that award is based a lot or hugely on community service. We support youth sports, Boys and Girls Club, Davis Street, Drivers for Survivors, breast cancer, which you guys will have.
Breast cancer emergency fund. You support breast cancer research and help right here in the Bay Area because you made a huge donation to the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund through Fernando and Greg's cupcake auction this year.
Back in the month of October, you guys were so generous.
No, it was awesome. And then we still raised the other couple thousand that we gave to two other local breast cancer charities. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It was such a well-deserved award.
Yeah, we're really super proud and I'm grateful for your guys' contribution towards that also. And, so just keep going and keep supporting us and keep, inspiring us.
Well, congratulations. You know, we'll be...
Thank you. Anytime
we need to auction off something for charity, we know we where to hit up, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty good at it. Yeah, we definitely like to give back, so. But it makes us happy.
You know what? You make us happy. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate the call, and thanks for letting us know. And congrats again to FH Daily Chevrolet, friends of Fernando and Greg. That is your good news.
Let's play
Big Money Minute. Big Money
Minute. We've got our contestant, Michelle, in Fremont. Let's say hello. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm better now. I was shaking before, but I'm okay right now.
That's why we put you on ice.
Stay calm.
Yeah, that's why we put you on ice for 5 minutes to let you just chill out.
I do appreciate that. I did a little bit of yoga, and I'm excited.
A little downward dog, a little child's pose.
I don't look stupid.
All right. Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I'm not shading anybody, but last week was a rough week for our players, so you're not going to look bad.
Now, in her defense, it was the first week back, so, you know.
What does that matter? Answering questions is answering questions.
I get it, but, you know, I mean, you need time to build up your confidence.
I never shame anybody when I listen, so I don't get, you know, because whatever you say to somebody, it always comes back to you. So I always, you know, I always feel bad for the
there
person
you go.
And I understand what they're going through.
All right. I just...
Karma is up.
Before we get into this, I'm going to tell you. Karma doesn't exist because the things that I think and say about other people, if they came back on me, I'd be off this planet, honey. So don't worry.
You have a little bit of a point.
There you go. Don't worry about karma, but worry about these questions because we are starting now.
All right, let's do it. I do have to read the rules to you. Here's how we do this. The Big Money Minute with 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you get them all right, you got this $1,100 jackpot. If not, you get $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know the answer, you can say pass. I'll come back to it if there's time. But remember that the moment you give me an answer, that's the one we're going to take, okay? And when I get to the last question, if the buzzer goes, you'll still have a little bit of time to get that last answer in if you have it. At the end, we'll go back, we'll add up how much you've won. Michelle in Fremont, are you ready to do it?
This is crazy. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Ready to do it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Brittany, Christina, and Justin were all members of this club back in the 90s.
The Disney Club, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Vidal Sassoon is famous for what? Or is a famous what?
What do you call it? Vidal Sassoon. Oh, my God. Skip.
The Las Vegas Strip is approximately how many miles long? 4.1, 4.2, or 4.3?
4.3.
Who is Roger Rabbit married to?
Jessica.
The only Bay Area city that starts with a U.
It's right next to you.
Ukiah.
Who's older, Ariana Grande or Cardi B?
Cardi B.
In chemistry, the symbol PB represents this element.
I didn't hear. Sorry.
In chemistry, the symbol PB represents this element.
Skip.
Oh, and time is up.
Karma got you.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Karma got me bad.
Karma got you. See, this is why I say there's no karma. You're over there not being mean to people, and
I
you had a rough week,
I know.
I'm mean to everybody, and I had a great day.
You never know when karma may strike.
I couldn't think of anything.
Well, let's go through it. Let's go through it and see what you did think of, okay?
Yeah.
It's
there
right.
are some positives here. Let's
you
go
know
through.
What, Michelle? I hang out in Fremont a lot, so if I run into you down there, I'm going to buy you lunch, all right?
Yeah.
Don't you worry about anything.
And
I got
the PB
you.
Element is lead. I know that. I'm, like, really good at
it. See, all but right. when you're under pressure, it's hard. But here, Greg, why don't we go through each
hard.
One?
Here we go.
Try.
Brittany, Christina, and Justin were all members of the Mickey Mouse Club. You started to say Disney. I'm giving you that one. Yes. Vidal Sassoon, he, of course, is a famous hairstylist. You passed on
hairstylist.
That one.
Hairstylist. I couldn't...
The Las Vegas Strip is 4.2 miles. You said three, so.
Three, I did.
You did know that Roger Rabbit was married to Jessica.
Hey.
Now, I tried to give you a clue. I illegally stepped in and gave you a clue. The only Bay Area city that starts with a U is right next to you, Union City.
Yeah, thank you.
You said Ukiah, which starts with a Y and is in Southern California, I believe.
No, it's
Ukiah.
You said Ukiah, which is north of here, but not a Bay Area.
I heard Ukiah.
Nice Bay Area.
All right. Actually, Ariana Grande is older than Cardi B.
That's a trick.
That is a trick question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're right.
That
although you passed on it, you came back, but not in time. PB
in time.
Is lead.
Of course it's lead. Of course it's lead. I know it's lead.
All right. Well, we all know it's lead now. You got two right for $20
wow.
plus lunch
I'm
on me
so
if
excited.
I see you.
I can't believe it.
All right. Look for me at Pacific Commons, girl. I'll buy you anything there.
Anything. Just keep in mind,
I'm
anything.
So sorry. I feel really stupid, but...
No,
you
don't.
Michelle,
no.
It's hard. No.
It's hard.
And you can
it
play
is hard.
Again.
There's
and
so
now,
much pressure.
And listen, and now feel free to think badly about people, because karma doesn't work.
Let's face it.
I mean, I guess it doesn't. I'm going to try something new. I guess not.
It's worked
really
for me.
Awful.
Listen,
it worked for... Donald Trump is our president. If you think there was karma, do you think that would happen?
I still think that's coming,
that's,
too. Michelle, listen, it's a fun game. But it's a hard game, and if it weren't difficult, we probably wouldn't do it. So you did actually, you know what? You did okay. So you know what? Maybe you can play again at some point in the future and then really nail it and get the cash, okay?
You're so sweet. Thank you, guys. You guys have a beautiful day.
All right.
You too.
Have a great day. Hang on the line and don't go anywhere so we can get the money that you did win to you. Everybody's chiming in on Twitter and now also on our texting hotline, too, at 888-456-9970 about your first concert.
Actually, speaking of concerts, I hate to call anybody out, but we got to call ourselves out. If we make a mistake,
what?
I'll have to double check. But in Big Money Minute, we had a question. Who's older, Ariana Grande or Cardi B? Somebody just sent some receipts that Cardi B's 26 and Ariana's 25.
Oh.
Well,
so that would have been $30 she would have gotten.
Yeah.
Didn't change
another 10 bucks.
But I'll check for myself. But 707, fact checking us on Big Money Minute. Is it our first big mistake of Big Money Minute.
All right.
Some heads are going to roll around here.
Oh, Lord.
Because Shan, being the producer of the show, is going to go slay these people for making mistakes.
Yeah.
Right, Shan?
Yes.
Just as soon as they come in
Shan
this morning.
Shan will go yelling and screaming and hollering at people.
How are they going to get that wrong? See, I even said that's a trip. I said that's a trip.
Yeah, it was a trick question.
Because it was a lie. All right. We will definitely be checking on that and double checking on that.
If now she gets $30.
Yeah, she gets 10 more.
There you go.
So Cardi B. According to this, Cardi B is 26 and Ariana Grande is 25. Ariana Grande was born in 1993 and Cardi B was born in 1992. Ooh, that's okay, well, you know, listen, we got to admit when we make a mistake.
True.
When we make a mistake, we have to make a public admission. And this is our public admission.
There you go.
That's $30.
Being completely transparent.
There you go. $30, not $20. So,
right. Moving on. Talking about our first concert ever. Shin, I don't think I've ever, I mean, I knew Greg's.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, I know mine. I never knew what your first concert ever was.
And why we're talking about it is because it's trending. For some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess people are bored on Instagram, so they make these things up, and then people follow
hashtags
along.
Yeah.
So this is big right now. This is what everybody's doing. They're posting their
forget
first concert.
Forget that 10-year challenge. Now it's like, what
forget
was your first concert? Oh, yeah, the egg.
Forget
we
the
moved
egg.
On.
Now,
what,
your first concert was... Why am I not surprised?
Uh-huh. The Latin Diva.
Shan, I know you've been, but you've probably never done the bus tour, the triple decker, I mean the double decker in Miami.
No.
The one thing that they point out is Gloria Estefan owns that. Gloria Estefan owns that. Gloria Estefan. Her husband and her, but I think her husband was so smart back in the
Emilio.
Day. He bought up all of the land, all of the businesses, every restaurant in Miami. Then they sold a lot of it. And that's where a ton of her money came from. They were so genius in buying up tons of stuff in South Beach. So
wow.
I don't know if she made more money off her music or off of that.
Real estate.
But girl was smart.
I did the boat tour and they were like, they own that little island. They own that thing.
Yes,
they do.
They own everything.
Wow.
They're no dummies.
Very smart.
Look, your ticket, the money you spent on that ticket, Shan, went to help out and build her empire in Miami.
I even went to her musical when it was in town. Like a couple months ago.
Hello,
hella good.
That?
Amazing. So good.
Yeah,
everybody
she's still
was
on
in the
point.
Aisles dancing.
Greg, what was your first one?
Well, it was, of course, my mother's favorite artist because my mother took me. It was after a Texas Rangers baseball game. Back in the day when they used to do that to try to get people to go out to games, they would have concerts after baseball games. So we sat in 300-degree temperatures and watched George Strait perform after the Rangers played.
Wow.
And mine, I think in the 80s, you know, we all kind of went through different phases. We liked different kinds of music. I really liked, like, hard rock, like hair bands, heavy metal. Mm-hmm. So my first concert was...
Wow.
It was a double bill, by the way. Twisted Sister and Rat.
Rat.
And everybody was
I couldn't name one Rat song. I have no idea.
Oh, Round and Round
no
was their big hit. But I think Twisted Sister at the time had like the bigger songs. Like people still know We're Not Gonna Take It. But I know, I remember like back in those days, like everybody was wearing like ripped jeans and like leather and had tattoos and stuff.
Street
and then I showed up in like shorts and like, you know, boat shoes. I was like total preppy in the middle of all this heavy metal
stuff. I think you were total gay.
Yeah, that's
what you were.
Yes, that's what I was.
You're preppy. You're a big homo, like Colton from The Bachelor.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
She told us off the air that she is spending some time with her sisters soon.
How are all the old aunties?
They're plugging along.
Plugging along.
Oh, yeah? You going to see any of them this week?
I don't know. Let's see. What do I have on the agenda? One thing. Let's see. Friday, I have the dentist again.
Mom, Karen and Norma's birthdays, aren't they this month?
Karen's is already come and gone, and Norma's is the 28th. So we will have a shindig on the 29th.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Aren't you supposed to have their smokehouse?
Well, we're moving up now. We're going to go somewhere in Denton.
Oh.
fancy.
Big city. Wow.
To an Asian buffet.
What?
Oh, girl.
And I have a feeling they're not going to have cold beer.
No, probably not.
Have the Tsing Tao beer.
Chinese buffets aren't real known for, like, the booze that they sell.
They got to have beer to wash it down.
Not in Denton.
Do they? I'm kind of nervous about it.
What's it called? I'll Google it right now.
Can you bring your own?
I don't know whose idea this was.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea this was either. That's just not y'all's style. Asian buffet.
They said they're tired of coming this direction. It was our turn to go that direction.
I know, but what about that Mexican food place?
Well, they got to pick because it's their birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, well, remind them about the alcohol situation.
Well, they're not smart enough to think about that. Well, yeah.
That's why you're there. You got to think about
yeah.
You ever heard of BYOB, Mom?
Yes, I have. So.
She invented it.
I think I'll get something arranged.
Is it on South Loop?
Are you coming?
I want to.
Come on.
Well, Mom, don't forget to take a bag in there so you can take a bunch home, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will let you roll.
All right. Have a good day. Love you, bye.
All
right. Talking to Ginger every day.
That's pretty shocking.
What's that?
They're going to a Chinese buffet. I don't think I've ever been to a Chinese buffet with my parents.
Oh, man. Those are
my dad
fire.
Is very strict about what he likes to eat, and it's normally just steak. He gets really mad when my mom wants to go to the Olive Garden. Ooh, that makes me mad. I don't like Italian food. And I don't like going there.
Oh, my God. My dad is the same way. He always wants to go to the Texas Roadhouse and Tracy.
Ding, ding. My dad wants to go to Outback.
Oh.
Outback Steakhouse, Outback's, baby.
Yep.
That's always where we used to go every Thursday. We go to the Outback Steakhouse or the Mexican food place. Yeah. We go out to eat. So
my dad
I don't want to go and eat that Italian food. Your mammy loves it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, dad's love a good steak.
Chicken Alfredo there and the breadsticks are fire.
I will tell you this. As a joke, one of my friends suggested last Valentine's Day that we all go to the Olive Garden. Me and these two chicks. That food's pretty good.
I hate the Olive Garden. I like it.
I mean, I don't know, but it tasted pretty darn good.
You know what I like too? Red Lobster. Ooh, those biscuits.
I have only eaten there one time.
Hella good.
All right, well, what's your favorite trash food?
Keep that in mind. Right.